You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Indonesian government plans to develop a gold mine in the region of Papua. The Sugapa district of the Intan Jaya Regency is one of the biggest gold ore reserves in Indonesia, known as the Wabu Block. The area is also a conflict hotspot. Between 2020 and 2021, 12 indigenous Papuans were killed by Indonesian security forces, occupying the area. I spoke to Veronica Koman, the strategic advocacy campaigner for Amnesty International Australia, about the situation in Papua. So there's been a proposed gold mine in Papua, the Papua province. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. So could you just give a bit of background on the situation we see over in Papua and how it, how the Indonesian government is involved?
Yeah, so since its integration into Indonesia in 1960s, there have been endless human rights violations with impunity. There have been many massacres and also daily human rights violations. And since December 2018, there have been increase of armed conflict across West Papua, including in Intan Jaya, and because of that, it's the mining plan in Intan Jaya makes it even worse, because the Liberation Army is resisting the plan. They are, because the Liberation Army is seeking for independence, and the core grievance was the Grasberg mine in which is now by Freeport McMoRan exploring it, and they've been resisting that since the 60s, and now to include another mining plant, I mean big mining plant. It doesn't mean that there hasn't been mining elsewhere, but the Wabu Block has so much deposit. And that's why the Liberation Army is also resisting that. Basically, they're saying that we will explore Wabu Block once we are independent. and they see it as a Indonesia's way to further extract the resources from West Papua. And since the plan was announced, there have been escalation of the extrajudicial killings and forced disappearances, which laid out in that Amnesty's report.
Yeah. Now, in regards to the indigenous Papuans I'm just trying to make sure I pronounce that word correctly.
Papua.
It's Papuans.
Yeah. Yes.
Sweet. So in regards to the indigenous Papuans and their traditions and their culture, how have they been impacted?
Yeah, so in the report, Amnesty found that the indigenous Papuans in Intan Jaya area have been suffering from further militarization. We found that in the regency, in the vicinity of the Wabu Block, before 2019, there were only two security posts. Now we found that there are at least 17 security posts, and also there have been restriction of movement. Papuans are not allowed to move freely. They've been regularly checked, including their phones, by the security posts, by security personnel, and also that even their hairstyle is being restricted, because if you have long hair with dreadlocks, it's somehow like the Indonesian security forces label people with long hair and dreadlocks as the freedom fighters. So that's why even hairstyle has been restricted.
Yeah, now I'm reading here that they not only fear the loss of their lands and their livelihoods, but this is also greatly involves environmental pollution as well. And then by them, yes. I mean the indigenous Papuans.
Correct. And also the indigenous peoples in that area, many have been displaced, thousands, because of this escalating conflict.
Yeah, I wanted to speak on Intan Jaya. The situation there is quite dire. Would you say that Intan Jaya is a main hotspot for this conflict, or at least most of the conflict we see going on in Papua?
Intan Jaya has always been one of the strongholds of the West Papua National Liberation Army, basically in the highlands area, and that includes Intan Jaya. So, to make the mining plan without the free, prior, and informed consent of the local indigenous people is just making it worse. And indigenous Papuans, and including the freedom fighters, are seeing it as Indonesia is stealing their resources. So that's why it's making the situation worse.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to move on to the Intan Jaya Regency and the gold deposits, which are known as the Wabu Block, if I'm correct.
Yes.
So I guess that with this proposed gold mine, this conflict would greatly be, I guess it would, the conflict would heat up quite a bit.
It's been escalating. Yeah. Of this Wabu Block plan.
With this gold mine, is the Indonesian government, have they started establishing it?
So the Indonesian government has been measuring it. Not sure the technical mining term, but I mean, like to make the lines, the borders, area, establishing the deciding the area which they are going to explore, but the exploration itself has not started yet, because there has been so much resistance from the local indigenous people, including from the freedom fighters last month. Eight workers who were building a telecommunication tower in the border of that near that vicinity were killed by the Liberation Army because they saw it as like because they reject the Wabu Block plan, and they think that why are you building this telecommunication tower? It's as if like it means. I mean, the project of Wabu Block is continuing. That's why they killed the workers. That's why also Amnesty is arguing that by keep continuing this Wabu Block plan without consultation and consent from the local indigenous people, there will be more people dying. There will be more people being killed. More blood from both sides, because after that, Indonesian forces will raid the villages. Although many residents have fled in displacement, but many also remain in the area, and we believe that civilians will suffer the most if Wabu Block is continued.
Yeah, and I guess with the lack of consultation with local communities and obviously, the violation of indigenous Papuan traditions and rights.
And that's actually violating international law too, because that's how the rights of indigenous peoples are protected. That free, prior, and informed consent is required when you have. In regards to development, that it requires free and prior informed consent from the indigenous peoples.
Yes. Well, I'll leave you with this last question. What are some ways people can help in terms of this quite dire situation?
Yeah, I think so. Amnesty provides a link to a petition to halt, to ask Indonesian government to halt the mining. But besides that, I think people, especially in New Zealand, can write to your local MPs and ask your MPs to raise with the foreign minister, so that for foreign minister of Aotearoa New Zealand can raise it with Indonesian government to stop the Wabu block mining. It's not only that it hasn't got consent from the indigenous people yet, but continuing the project without that consent will just it will lead to further human rights violations and also more people, civilians, getting killed.
That was Veronica Coman, the strategic advocacy campaigner for Amnesty International, speaking about the situation in Papua.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.